I mentioned this cat, that's a real cat, this brindled cat, who spends actually most of his life on his back. He's a real talent for just falling back like that. But I do want to level things out, and so I'm going to read a poem about a dog, just to keep the cosmic balance. And this is a poem about my dog, our dog. It's called Dharma, because the poem is trying to sort of investigate the spiritual possibilities of this creature, Dharma. The way the dog trots out the front door every morning, without a hat or an umbrella, without any money or the keys to her doghouse, never fails to fill the saucer of my heart with milky admiration. Who provides a finer example of a life without encumbrance? Thoreau, in his curtainless hut, with a single plate, a single spoon? Gandhi, with his staff and his knotted diapers? Off she goes into the material world with nothing but her brown coat and her modest blue collar, following only her wet nose, the twin portals of her steady breathing, followed only by the plume of her tail. If only she did not shove the cat aside every morning and eat all his food. What a model of self-containment she would be. What a paragon of earthly detachment. If only she were not so eager for a rub behind the ears, so acrobatic in her welcomes. If only I were not her God.